spring is just around the corner, which means cases of cabin fever are on the rise. Lucky for you, Dr. Pepper is giving away a cure in their Cabin Fever Getaway Sweepstakes. One winner will receive $2,500 to get out of the house and go to a location of their choice. You can head to a beach, escape to the mountains, or find a local hideaway. Where you go is up to you. To enter, visit drpeppergetaway.com and submit the entry form. That's drpeppergetaway.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Now we're going to talk about a subject very close to our hearts, communications.
Yeah, not many people tend to pay attention to the communications sector, but I tell you what, Telemedia has recently revealed the results of its Asia-Pacific Communications Leaders Survey 2021. That takes a closer look into how agencies and in-house teams are feeling in the wake of, let's just call it a year that everything's changed.
A year in which,
plus.
Where would we be without communications? Because we needed a lot of information over the last year. The survey was done by senior APAC comms leaders, PR directors, heads of communication, chief comms officers, and so on, throughout November and December of last year. And it sought to understand how their roles have changed, which new obstacles have emerged, and ultimately their outlook for the future.
So the survey found that after a disruptive year during which the COVID-19 global pandemic left no industry untouched, 87% of respondents were cautiously or fully optimistic for the outlook of their company. So positive in that sense.
Yeah. Where's that optimism coming from, I'm wondering?
Well, let's find out more about the survey itself. Tim Williams, a managing director, APAC at Telemedia, is on the line with us. Tim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
I suppose let's start off by talking about the Telem APAC Communications Survey, or the Asia. Yeah, tell us about the survey, how long it was conducted, and you know, what are you guys sensing? I mean, what was the general idea when you headed into conducting this survey?
I think last year, as you talked about, was the year. Well, certainly no one was expecting at the start of the year, and it was a pretty intense year for all of us, right? And
yeah.
It certainly was for people in communications. And it was kind of a year of issues, crisis, helping the transition to working from home, helping people work at home effectively, making sure people were okay working from home, looking after teams. Certainly for many of the practitioners here in Singapore, across the entire Asia-Pacific region, it was a lot that had to change very, very quickly to adapt to the environment. We just wanted to know, how are people feeling right now? Mm. And as we look ahead, and we did the survey towards the end of last year, what are you actually planning for? What are you seeing? What are you thinking about for the year ahead in 2021? So we spoke to, say, 450 from New Zealand to China to Japan. And yeah, it was kind of an interesting picture. A lot of common themes, some differences in local areas about, you know, how are we going to work? Where are we going to work? Mm. Are we going to go back to the office? All of these kind of issues.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff sounds really practical, Tim. You know, these sorts of questions about how I'm going to work and where I'm going to work. But also, I did wonder whether people cited anything that they were worried about, like COVID-19, the global economy, geopolitical issues. Because when it comes to communications, and then something comes at, you know, one of your clients as a bolt from the blue, it does make life difficult if you're a PR company.
Exactly right. You're absolutely right. In 2020, there was just constant firefighting, constantly managing issues. So I think the one key thing for 2021 is people feeling, look, we're getting towards a kind of a new normal. We can see with the vaccine programs, we can see some light at the end of the tunnel, but we're certainly not out of the woods yet. So whilst there's cautious optimism, the majority of people cautiously optimistic about the year ahead, and that's consistent with, you know, a lot of the expectations for economic growth and activity later in the year. And some, you know, in segments such as technology, who maybe have grounds for being even more optimistic about the outlook for their own company. I think COVID, the global economy, geopolitical tensions, all of these things, they don't go away. And you're absolutely right. For somebody in comms, you never know where the next issue might come from. It could be an operational issue. It could be an external issue. It could be a tweet. Who knows?
Well, as someone in comms, with the experience that you have, how do people in comms balance these issues? As you say, these things don't go away. It's just that everything's heightened up with the fact that we have COVID. How can comms agencies balance these issues?
I think the key thing is that certainly when you're looking ahead for risks, is to be planning, to be looking on the horizon and thinking, well, okay, let's plan for the worst and hope for the best. If something happens, we've got a means to address it. If we do things the right way, we can handle those things. But that's the job for a lot of people in PR agency and for communicators. And then there's the other aspects of comms. One of the big things everybody's worried about at the moment is, are employees okay? How are we going to make sure that people can keep doing their day-to-day job when they're working from home, when they may have other needs, when you've got people in different markets doing different things? So, yeah, there's a whole basket of issues being wrestled with, but it's kind of a breath of fresh air that, these people feel it's not the end in sight, that at least we know, that things may well improve and that the new normal is kind of, we can get stuff done.
Yeah, in terms of the data, 77% of those surveyed said that communications functions and teams have been raised in importance, certainly over 2020. Looking ahead, do you think that trend will continue? And one of the trends I'm sort of zoning in on here is the fact that comms has become as much an internal issue as an external issue. I think you were already touching on this, because this is what comes up, when you're trying to manage your teams or communicate to them that in this new normal, this is how we're going to operate.
I think that's absolutely right. I mean, I think that in the first instance, in any crisis, communications usually comes to the fore in some way. And that means that when everything's going okay, then the communications function, it doesn't necessarily, make it to the boardroom in every single meeting, because it's not seen as always being as business critical as it could be. Now, that's not the case for every function, but it's certainly in a crisis. It puts communications to the fore. The second thing is, we're all kind of adapting to this new working environment. And in some markets, and actually Singapore is one of those markets, where people are genuinely asking questions of, will we ever go back to the office full time? And if we don't go back to the office full time, then what does that mean for how we're going to work together? And that absolutely means that communications is critical. And then I think the third element that really came through in the survey is that, actually, in the period of COVID and fake news and misinformation, the importance of the news media, which is fantastic news for those involved in the news media, but news outlets were identified as the trusted sources of information. That's where there's a layer of editorial analysis and integrity, and that means that also communication is very important, because companies they need to put their case forward in the kind of public environment. So I think that's really interesting, and I think it's good news for news outlets as well, and for traditional news and traditional media. When things are tough, people look to sources that they trust for information, and I think that's something that we'll see more of in the year ahead.
Well, it's important, but at the same time, in the world that we live in, the way that we work now, lines have been blurred. With people working from home and whatnot, there are companies that have different employment contracts to highlight that you spend 2 days working at home, 3 days in the office, that type of thing. Does this change the scope of KPIs for communications agencies?
For communications agencies, I think for everybody. One of the big issues that everybody was worried about in the survey was burnout. Those kind of constant Zoom calls. And when you get to the end of the day, you might have Zoom quizzes or other team activities to keep everybody engaged. So I think everybody's really mindful of burnout and how to manage burnout, particularly if you can't go away on holiday or all of the other traditional ways that we have to kind of let off steam and recharge the batteries. So that's one area that, of course, all businesses, everybody is looking at the moment. I don't think anybody's got a silver bullet, but lots of people are putting a lot more effort into that area or a lot more thought into that area. But, we all know that when COVID happened, we suddenly adapted very, very quickly to the new digital environment. And that has thrown up lots of opportunities for companies. There's a lot of companies in digital spaces that are doing quite well. And it means that, for a lot of employees, they can do things like, on the school run in the morning with the kids. They can be home in time for dinner. It benefits as well as kind of the pressures. But I certainly think the blurring of the boundaries when you close the laptop in your lounge room for the end of the day at work, or open it up again and you're still in the same place, I think that's certainly something that everybody's quite sort of focused on, trying to figure out and trying to unpick. Because it may well be that, as you say, you know, we'll lots of us will be working from home a lot more in the future.
Mm. I tell you what, though, Tim, I think I've seen more webinars than ever before. There is a lot of information that's being shared by whether it's companies or institutes, universities, doesn't matter. Lots of different institutions out there sharing a lot of information, but that's not necessarily effective communication. So what would be your message, given the survey results, to a lot of these firms and companies out there who think that just pushing out information is a worthwhile endeavor? Isn't it? Doesn't it need to go further than that?
There's been a huge information overload for years, and it's just become much more pronounced during COVID. And I think you're absolutely right now. You have to think when you're putting on a webinar or you're doing something, you have to really think, what is this going to achieve? Is this really telling somebody something new, or is this just adding to the noise that's out there? But I think there are some other problems that companies have when you're doing everything online, and that is the human touch. If you can only see somebody on the screen, can you really make sure that they're okay? How do you keep your company culture going, for example, and go back to internal communications? How do you train people? How do young people rise through the ranks of the company and just sit and learn by osmosis from more experienced people? How do you network in your industry and build those kind of informal relationships? So, you know, hopefully as we return to, as we go through vaccination and we return to perhaps a more normal environment, some of these softer elements come through. But it's a real challenge. And, you know, I think that's the thing that a lot of people in communications are wrestling with right now. But you're absolutely right. There's a lot of noise out there, and sometimes less is more, sometimes not doing, you know, any comments at all. It could be the right thing to do as well.
We've been speaking with Tim Williamson, who is Managing Director APAC at Telum Media. Tim, really appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thanks very much. Thanks, everybody.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.